give you the details quickly. At the age of 18, Damian Echols was wrongly convicted of murder along with two other teenagers, Jason Baldwin and Jesse Miskelly Jr. Together, they became known as the West Memphis Three. Echols spent the next 18 years on death row, and during that time, the story of the West Memphis Three became the subject of a documentary, Paradise Lost.
First of all, you had a horrific crime. You had community hysteria around the event.
I hope y'all all burn in hell and are tormented for eternity in a day.
You had shoddy police work with a very narrow focus on, you know, certain individuals from the get-go without really a considered assessment of all the possibilities.
That documentary, Paradise Lost, brought to light the flimsiness of the case against the three boys. Just last year, in August, they were finally released from prison on a plea bargain. Echols writes about this experience as well as his childhood in a new memoir, Life After Death. He's here in the studio. First of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
You took the wounds of your childhood into prison with the wounds that were given to you by the justice system. That is a heavy burden.
Yeah, it is. And I wanted to go into all that in the book. You know, I wanted to cover the case, which I knew, you know, so many people were curious about. But I also wanted to go into, you know, everything that led up to that to sort of lay my whole life open for people to see.
Now, why would you want to do that? I would think that this experience would just have you give up on any sense of redemption being possible, to have 18 years robbed from you after already being robbed in a sense of a childhood.
Well, in a way, it's not something you do want, you know, not me personally, but it almost feels like a necessary evil because this is still isn't over for me. Just because I'm out, I'm still not free. You know, technically, my criminal record shows that I've been convicted of three counts of murder. This case still reaches into every single aspect of my life, of my psyche, of my emotions, everything else. So the only way that I will ever be rid of it and have any sort of sense of closure is if the case is reopened, if we are completely exonerated and the people responsible are in prison. So for me, talking about this is it's what I have to do right now. It's what I have to do to keep the forward momentum, keep it pushing forward.
So this is the pathway back.
That's exactly what it is. Mm. For me, you know, it's constantly pushing towards a sense of closure.
Some really simple questions here because, again, the burden is heavy. But what was the first thing you ate when you got out of prison?
A black Angus cheeseburger.
Is that right?
Yes.
And how long did you think about that before you got out?
I didn't think of it at all. And by the time I did get out, you know, I hadn't slept or eaten in literally a week by the time I got out. I was so exhausted that I couldn't even think anymore. I was just putting one foot in front of the other. And the reason that that was the first thing I ate is because that was the first thing someone handed me. That was what I was given. You know, it wasn't like a conscious thought or a craving or anything else. By that point, you know, I was in solitary confinement for almost a decade. So on the day I got out, I went from solitary confinement for 10 years to just being tossed back out on the street. And the shock and trauma of that was so deep and profound that it was almost like I was sleepwalking.
What is death after you're on death row in solitary confinement for years at a time, almost a decade?
I think it could mean a lot of things to a lot of people. You know, there's physical death, but there's also, you know, one of the things it means to me, people keep asking me, if you could go back and do something differently, would you? Or if you could say something differently on the witness stand, would you? If you could dress differently, wouldn't you? And I always say no, because if you give up who you are, if you give up who you love, if you knuckle under just because things are getting a little hard, then you're already living a death sentence anyway. It's just a really slow one. So it can mean a lot of things to a lot of people.
Your life took place outside of prison as you dreamed of your freedom, including a marriage, a relationship.
My wife and I have been together for about 17 years now, and it was she and my spiritual practice that kept me sane in there, that kept me from just completely and absolutely breaking inside.
But what's it like to go from this abstract but tangible relationship to being with someone 24/7? I mean, do you say, I didn't know you had that mole on your knee? I mean, what kind of details?
Well, I guess one of the things that it surprisingly, what happens is that it strengthens your relationship beyond what most people know, just because when you're in a situation like that, you know, for so many years, we didn't get to live together. So we were forced to seek out other avenues and forge other connections that most people wouldn't be. You know, they would take for granted that they're living in the same house together. Mm. They're together all the time. They can go see a movie together. We didn't have those things. So we had to strain and reach and force ourselves to forge different connections in other ways, to get to know each other in other ways, you know, through, especially through something like writing letters. You know, you write your every thought, your every emotion. You go into realms of your psyche that you wouldn't just on a normal daily basis talking to someone about. So it forges really deep bonds and connections.
Prison takes your humanity away, you write.
It does.
Did you get it back?
I'm trying. It's a long, slow, gradual process. You know, for the first 3 months that I was out, the shock and trauma was so bad that I was almost having to be led around like a blind person. Gradually, over time, I've started to come out of it a little more, and hopefully that'll continue in the future. But there are times whenever it can still be really overwhelming out here.
Well, hold on. This book is an extraordinary piece of work.
Thank you.
Congratulations on walking this pathway to freedom. Damien Eccles, one of the West Memphis Three. He's the author of the new memoir, Life After Death. Thanks so much, Damien.
Thank you.